Susan Drummond. I'm the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. We have two items on the agenda today. One is an accessory dwelling unit, which requires a conditional use permit. We will be hearing that first. The second item has to do, it's a SEPA administrative appeal and also a related site plan. This is for all secure storage. If I can just get a sense, is anyone here to comment on the second matter from the public? And I'm not talking about the applicant or the applicant's representatives or the counsel for the appellants, but anyone from the public that's here to comment on this second matter. If you could just raise your hand so I can get a sense on that. Okay. All right. So we will go ahead and proceed with the first agenda item, which is the McWhirter accessory dwelling unit requires a conditional use permit. I have reviewed the staff report on that. The basic criteria essentially, and I am summarizing very generally, requires compatibility, and then there are some specific criteria that have to be met for the ADU. The way we will deal with this today, I'll hear a very brief summary from the planning department on the proposal, then hear from the applicant. And it is the applicant for the ADU here? Okay, good. So we'll hear briefly from you as well. Then we'll open it up for public comment. And then if there may be some questions either from staff or from myself at that point. So with that, I'll turn this over to the planning department. Yeah, if you could step forward to the podium. And I am just, you know, I am familiar with the staff report. It's very thorough, went through everything. So go ahead and introduce yourself. You swear to tell the truth today.
Yes, I do. For the record, my name is Meg Sands, planner with the Department of Community Development. I'd like to enter into the record exhibits 1 through 34.
They are admitted.
And then I also have an additional item, which is the PowerPoint slide presentation for you. I'd also like to point out that all public notice requirements have been met, and that's Exhibit 32 in the record. If you need to review
just
that.
To stop you 1 second, should we assign exhibit number to the PowerPoint?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay. All right. So that'll be 135 then.
So with that, briefly, the request is a conditional use permit to construct an approximately 812 square foot accessory dwelling unit. In addition, they're proposing an attached garage, which is 288 square feet. So the entire structure will be 1,100 square feet, but the criteria with regard to a 900 square foot accessory dwelling unit will be met, and I'll show you that through the slide presentation. I would like to point out that SEPA has been done for this project. A determination of non-significance was issued. You'll see that in the record and under Exhibits 27 and 30. No appeals were filed, so we're just hearing the conditional use permit request today. I'd also like to point out that I've not received any public comments with regard to this project request. So with that, I'd like to just kind of briefly run through the slides, give you an idea of where this is in the county and just the basics to cover the project issues. So within the county here, just to kind of give you a general idea, this is Colville's Passage, part of Puget Sound, Highway 16, which runs north-south. This is Long Lake, kind of a northerly point that you might be familiar with. This is Nelson Road, and the subject property here is in the south part of the county. This is the county line between Pierce County and Kitsap County. So here's an aerial shot. This is county information that's 2012, so it's a bit old, but you can see where the subject parcel is located here. It's in a rural area. This lot is 4.32 acres. You can see many of the lots are of roughly similar size, either developed with a single-family residence or undeveloped, very rural in character. This is our critical areas information kind of overlaid, and there is a wetland on the east side of the property. You'll see that through the site plans. And this property has two fronts. It comes in off of Bocelli Way and Angelo Strada here. So both of those are treated as fronts. This is other information with regard to critical areas. There's a critical aquifer. This is category 2, this, I don't know, orangey yellow color. And just to let you know, a single family residence doesn't have any concerns with regard to aquifer recharge. We just let you know that this is an information that we have. Other kinds of uses require special studies. it's not the case for a single-family residence.
I saw that in the staff report.
This is Google Earth. They have constructed a single-family residence just this year, and you can see the house here. And the accessory dwelling unit is going to go roughly in about this position. The property is zoned rural residential as well as the general surrounding area. So this is a site plan that the applicant submitted. So just to let you know that north is pointed, you know, sideways here. So if you were to rotate it 90 degrees to the left, you'd have north arrow up, standard position. So just so that you're aware of the orientation here. You can see the wetland here on the east side. And they're proposing the ADU here is approximately 30 feet away from the house. And what the applicant has shown on here is a potential stormwater treatment that will be a required element, and that will be dealt with at building permit stage. They've also shown a parking space here in front of the ADU. We do not count garage space as a required element. And I'm just going to go here to the plan that's been approved by the health district so you can see that they have reviewed this request. So they're coming in off of Angelo Strada. You can see that they're using the same entrance point for both, and then it breaks off. That's a required element. And there's easily two spaces for parking in front of the garage here for the single-family residence and then the one space that I mentioned that's required for the ADU. One thing that I'd like to point out on this image here, there is a required 25-foot perimeter buffer as a result of the large lot, how this lot was originally created. It's not shown on this plan. So we're requiring through the conditions, you would have seen that as a condition of approval, that they actually show that on this plan. This will, the health district site plan is what we call a universal site plan. So it will become the site plan of record for the building permit itself, and we're just requiring that that be shown on there. As far as setbacks, they're meeting the minimum 50-foot setback as demonstrated here from this front. They're over 200 feet from all other property lines, so they're well within the required setback requirements for the rural residential zone. The buffer for the wetland is shown on here of 110 feet, plus the 15-foot construction setback, and they're well outside of that. The applicant currently lives in this single-family residence here, and they're constructing the ADU for family members. It is possible to rent that. So it's their choice, and it does not have to be a family member. They're just planning for that at this point in time. So one of the required elements is that they are similar in appearance. This is building elevations for the single-family residence. You can see kind of pitched roof and lap siding, window treatment. Here's the imagery for the ADU. Again, pitched roof, they're going to do composite shingle for both. Vinyl windows, wood lap siding. And the base color and trim will be the same. So they're both going to be a gray base color with a black trim. So we find that that would be similar in appearance. The floor plan for the single-family residence, we evaluate this partly to make sure that the size that they've indicated is accurate. And this house is roughly, it's a little bit over 2,400 square feet. So they would be limited in size to the 900 square foot, either 50% or 900, whichever smaller. And then the garage itself is about 500, a little over 500 square feet. So we evaluate this to make sure that there's no accessory living quarters, like an apartment within the main building, and there is none. We take a look at the ADU floor plan to do measurement calculations to ensure that the size limitation is being adhered to, and we found that to be the case as well. I'm just going to go back to the site plan. Should there be any other questions with regard to that? As I mentioned, the health district has reviewed this and has approved the project. We find that the size limitations and distance from the primary residence have been met. There's only one ADU being proposed, which is an element of consideration. So based on that, we find that the proposal is complying with all of the ADU characteristics. One, it stipulates that it's stick-built. They're doing that. It's not going to be a mobile home or recreational vehicle. And as I mentioned, the stormwater requirement will be evaluated at the time of building permit, which is typical for a single-family residence. And all the agencies that have review responsibility have done so, and any conditions have been placed at the end of the staff report. In our evaluation, we find that this project will be consistent with the comprehensive plan, that the proposal complies with or will comply with through the conditions that have been outlined, Kitsap County Code requirements, and particularly Title 17, and that this proposal would not be detrimental to any existing or future uses of this property or in the general vicinity, and that this proposal is compatible with the general area. As a result, the Department of Community Development recommends approval of the McWhorter ADU conditional use permit, subject to the 28 conditions that are outlined in the staff report.
Thank you. I don't think I have any questions for you at this point.
Okay.
If we can hear from the applicant regarding the proposal, we've had a good summary from staff on this, but anything that you would like to add regarding the proposal, if you could step forward to the microphone, and I'll swear you in. Do you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Can you state your name for the record?
My name is Devin McWhorter. Okay. Thank you. After that, Meg, I don't think I have anything to add. That was pretty thorough.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If
my parents are here. That's who I want to build a mother-in-law suite for. Since we built this house, we just finished it. We've planned for this ADU the whole time, so we're very excited to get the process going. So I've gone over all the information, and we've been thinking about this for a year now, so I think we're very prepared to get going, and hopefully it all works out. And yeah, I went over, everything seems to match up, and I think Meg covered everything. I don't really have anything additional to add.
Okay. Do you have any concerns with the conditions outlined in the staff?
No, I went over the thing. And like I said, we've been looking at those for over the past year now. So we've put a lot of thought into the building and how it's going to look in comparison to our house. And everything is good.
Okay. So. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Is there anyone from the public who wishes to comment on this proposal? Okay. There is no one here that wishes to comment. I am going to approve the ADU subject to the conditions. There may be, as I draft the decision, there may be a little bit of adjustment if necessary as I finally review the record, but I will be approving the ADU. A decision on this will issue within 10 days. I am, just due to my schedule, going to take the 10 days before the decision comes out. That will be sent to the planning department, and then they will forward it on to you, Mr. McWhorter. So I think that is all, unless is there any questions from staff on, no, okay. So that concludes that matter. We are at turn 10:13, so that was handled fairly efficiently. Staff has directed me, we need to take a 10-minute break anyway to set up council table for the all secure storage appeal. So why don't we go off the record for 10 minutes, we'll get that set up, and then we'll move on to the next item on the agenda.